Anyway, the Vat is about Chanukah, believe it or not. Why is it about Chanukah? Because it's Chanukah. Okay. So the question is a very, very simple question. You know, what are we supposed to take out of Chanukah? Now, I'm sure if you open up any sefer, you'll find 15 different answers. But still, there are a few. But there are mainly only two or three answers to the Chanukah. Some people talk about Mahadrin and Mahadrin and not Mahadrin. That is one theme that you definitely find in many Svarim, that the fact that they were, you know, that the Hashem, that they made a nes just so that they could do the mitzvah of the Mahadrin, importance of Mahadrin. People are mako, you know, it's good enough, I'm yaitzi in a mitzvah. We don't have an appreciation of Mahadrin. There's a theme of Mesiris Nefesh, that they were ready to fight the, you know, that Yochanan Kohen Gadol was ready to fight the, you know, the Yevanim, was in the tremendous Mesiris Nefesh. That's also a theme. But there's a third theme, and I think this is, I don't want to say the main one, but at least Simcha Zisso, who's the famous Alter Kelm, that's a Musser, he puts this as the main theme of Chanukah. And I assume at least many people agree. He said the theme of Chanukah is, we see, from Chazal, the way the Chazal were Koveya. And what the Kaviyas, at least in the Davening, is Awanisim. And it's fascinating that we only say Awanisim on Chanukah and Purim. We don't say it on Pesach, Sukkot, Shuas, right? Pashtus, the nes of Pesach was much, much greater than the nes of Chanukah, Purim. So why are we only saying Awanisim? So what he basically explains, this is, I think, pretty much Pashim Shat, that Fakir, that's the whole point. The nisim of Pesach was what we call nes nigla. The nisim of both Chanukah and Purim were what we call nes nister, because they followed the laws of nature. If you read the Megillas Esther, Hashem's name is not mentioned once, which means nothing against the laws of nature happened in Megillas Esther. So why is it a nes? You know, every incident that happened could be explained logically. Teretz is a nes is when you look at the whole chain from beginning to end, that you see that it was Ashkacha Pratis. So you see it was a nes. You know, there's Vashti did what she did. This person, who was it? I forgot already. They wanted to kill the Achashverosh. Mordecai overhears it. You know, Esther becomes a queen. Everything in a vacuum, you know, okay, happened. But it was a perfect, you know, and this took a few years. But at the end, you see the whole picture. Wow, every detail worked out. So that's the Purim is the nes nister, how things that look to us that they're not a nes are a nes. And that's the same as Chanukah. Chanukah, they won the war completely al pi derech hateva. There's no mention in the Awanisim about the Pach Shemen, because really that wasn't the Iker. The Iker nes was the Milchama. According to Simcha Zisso, the Pach Shemen was a simen. After they won the Milchama, and there were people that, for you know, like just like today, oh, the Maccabim are such strong people, and they were thinking it's the Teva. They didn't hear the Nes, so Hashem made a Nes with the Pach Shemen to be Megala that the Milchama was also a Nes, but it wasn't noticeable because it was a Nes Nister. No one saw the Nes, or not no one, but some people did see the Nes. So the Iker. What the Simcha Zisso says, the Iker mitzvah of Chanukah and Purim is the same, is to appreciate Nes Nisters. What is the Yisayid of, that's what he says, the Simcha Zisso says, that it says in the Gemara that Klai Yisrael said Nasa v'Nishma at Har Sinai. But when they said Nasa v'Nishma, it didn't count so much. Why didn't it count? Because Kavod Har Gigizis, that Hashem almost like forced them to say it because he picked up Har Sinai over them, and he said, you know, if you don't say Nasa v'Nishma, you're in trouble. So they didn't really have much choice. Because now, why did Hashem have to be careful of Har Kigi? This Pashup Shah, because otherwise they went to set it. That's the Pashup Shah. There are other Pshat, but there's the Pashup Shah. So the Gemara says that therefore, really, it wasn't just, there was a Begam in their Kabbalah. But Hadar Kibluah, but they were Mekabu without being forced when? Purim. So Rasim Chazizo asked, what's up is Purim? Is it, you know, Purim was one of the most minor Nisim. There were so many Nisim. You see, it's Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, Har Sinai, the Mon, the Bear, you know, all. So why all of a sudden to get to Purim, they were Mekabu? So he basically says, as you say, that Nisim, Gluyim, it doesn't really give a person so much because you know that generally speaking, Hashem doesn't do Nisim Gluyim. Hey, Hashem could do a Nais Gadli, but usually we know Hashem doesn't like doing Nais Gadlis, or I don't know if that's the right word, but Nais Nister is an amazing thing because Nais Nister means that everything in life, every little thing, even, you know, you get angry about something. Something bothers you. A mosquito bites you. Someone insults you. Whatever it is, you get into the policeman gives you a ticket. All the little nuisances in life. You get a car. You get a cold. You bang your toe. You can't find your glasses. From when it comes to the biggest to the little, are all hashkacha pratis. And that, he says, when a person dares that, that's the biggest. Then you're ready to mekabel nasa v'nishma, because that means that every day, all day, Hashem's running your lives. It's a tremendous chizik. It's a tremendous esiris to hear that Hashem has a master plan, and no matter what we do, because that's what we believe, that Hashem can. The plan doesn't change. Hashem knows. Hashem works it out. That even everything we do. Now, the famous kash is, how can you say that Hashem runs the world, he gives us bechira chapshes? So there's a famous line from the Maggid. And he says, if you think that Hashem can't work it out to give you bechira chapshes and still to control the world to make sure that everything happens exactly the way he wants it to happen, then you do not appreciate how powerful Hashem is. The other, don't worry, he can work it out. Because that's part of being kol yachol. You can work these things out. Okay. Anyway, that's what he says in the Yisoid of Chanukah. He says a famous answer to the question. We know the famous question, but that's a side point. That why do we light Chanukah candles? So 8 days, it should only be 7 days. So he says it's the same thing because it's a famous answer. That, what's the answer? What? Well, I can hear you. Right, because the first day is also a nais, because even that oil can burn, even teva is a nais. So what's the first day was not a, say it's not a nais, because there was enough oil. So what if there's enough oil? Why that oil burns is also a nais. So he says the same part, that we're celebrating, Chanukah is a celebration that Hashem, that even things that we take for granted as teva, you know, of course this happened. I was speeding, so I got into a car accident. I was speeding, I got a ticket. You know, I wasn't watching where I was going, so I banged into the wall. So we just assume it's teva. It's not teva. Teva is a nais. So therefore, the oil burned the first day is also a nais. Rasim Chazizo says that she'osa nisim la'avoseinu b'yamim ha'im b'zman hazeh. According to him, I know it's not the simple pshat. The simple pshat is b'zman hazeh means this time of the year. B'yamim ha'im. 2,000 years ago, b'zman hazeh, on this date. But Rabbi Zim Chazizo says it means, she'osa nisim la'avoseinu b'yamim ha'im, ooh, b'zman hazeh. It doesn't say ooh, can't help you. But he says, it's in our sugya, it's a right to our sugya, that the two questions in the Gemara, you know, they can have, you don't have to say above, even though, okay, that's an inside joke. But here's what Rabbi Zim Chazizo says. Okay, anyway, I wanted to have a little fun. And then we'll see if we'll come back to this topic. We'll see how much time we have after I have my fun. Because I'm allowed to have fun. Especially I had a rough day. So, there is a fascinating Ora Chaim on this last week's Parsha. which happens to seemingly contradict what I just said. Right? We just said that the Yesod of Chanukah is to hear that everything that happens in the world is Hashgacha Pratis. Hashem's right in the world. So there's a pasuk that says, Vayishma Ruvain Vyatzileu Miyadam, Vayomer Adol Nakano Nafish. That Ruvain heard that the brothers wanted to kill Yosef, so Ruvain saved Yosef. So says the Or HaChaim, what does it mean that he saved him? You know, if you have a, you know, if she's supposed to die, you're supposed to die. If you're not supposed to die, you're not going to die. You know, so Poshib Shal is, Al Piderach Atev, he saved him. But he says not like that. Fi, Pirish. Fi Shadam Baal Bechira V'Ratzon. A person has Bechira Chavshitz. The Yachol Harek, and since he has Bechira Chavshitz, he can kill Mishan on his Chayiv Misa. Because the brothers, the Shiftei Koah, had Bechira Chavshitz, so they had the power to kill Yosef, even if Hashem, so to speak, did not feel fit. In other words, Yosef was not Chayiv Misa. Hashem, Pasha means that Hashem, Mitzad Hashem, he wasn't going to kill him. But if the brothers decide to kill him, oh, isn't you, you're a Baal Bechira. So you can kill him. So the Bechira Chavshitz of somebody else can override. Right? So if I'm walking down the street and someone mugs me, Chas v'Shalom, I can't say, oh, it was Bashir that I was supposed to get punched in the nose. Because maybe Pshat is it wasn't supposed to be punched in the nose, but he had Bechira to punch me. So Hashem had to let him do what he wanted to do because he has Bechira Chavshitz. Oh, Masha ain't in Chas v'Rois, but Behemoths don't have Bechira Chavshitz. Lo yifgu be'adam im lo yizchai misa l'shamayim. So therefore it comes out like this. If the brothers would try and kill Yosef, so then even if Yosef's not chai of misa, they will be successful because they have Bechira Chavshitz. But if you throw Yosef in the pit, even though they knew the pit's full of snakes and choshu and achravim, but if he's not chai of misa, the snakes can't kill him. So that's what Reuven said. Why should we kill him? And then we'll be able to kill him, even if that's not what Hashem wants. Let's throw him into the pit, knowing that the pit's full of snakes and achravim. If he's supposed to die, the snakes will kill him. If he's not supposed to die, Hashem doesn't want him to die. So good, Hashem doesn't want him to die. We don't want to kill someone Hashem doesn't want to die. That was Reuven's vart. Therefore, he saved them. Because they have the ability to kill him. So even though he threw him into a pit full of snakes, he still called, he saved them. Because otherwise, they would have killed Yosef. Ubezeh sasa, something I think here means he concluded. Amroi. Binir emayel chamosov. We'll see if Yosef's dreams were real or not. Ki bechira devata adader. In other words, if we want to test, is Yosef's dreams real or not? So by throwing him by the snakes and the scorpions, that would be a good test. Because that's Hashem's deciding. But if we're going to do it, then it doesn't prove anything about his dreams. Because the Bechir Devata Dover, Bein Raim Yergu Gishaker Dibur, so no proof. So comes along the Or HaChaim, and he says a radical thing, that a person who has Bechira Chavshitz can do something to someone else based on his Bechira Chavshitz, which is against superficially, you know, elementary, basic, you know, you're talking. So I asked this to Rosh Hashiva, and I got one of the most classical answers, which is an important hashkafa. Right? I think Mendy knows the answer, because I think I once saw the deal. What did Rosh Hashiva say? No. Rosh Hashiva said, yeah, you see funny things in Sfarim sometimes. Meaning, we don't go like this, Zohar Chaim. What do you want? The Or HaChaim, the Velt don't hold like the Or HaChaim. We don't hold like it. The Or HaChaim says it differently. Yeah, the funny things in Sfarim, right? Which means it's an amazing thing. It's such a chizik for me. Here I thought I slugged up the whole Mesaira, you know? I slugged up the Mesaira. She would talk about Bitochen. I got it before Yesh and Or HaChaim. He says black and white against the Mesaira. Yeah, you see funny things in Sfarim sometimes. It's like no sweat. Rishi, like, okay, what do you want? The Or HaChaim against the Messiah, so we pass you like the Messiah. Like, what do you want? Anyway, no, you don't think it's funny. I thought it was gewaldig. Anyway, years later, I found in a sefer You know, when there's a sefer called Kitzvei HaTzadik, Rav Yosef Zundel Misalant. Rav Yosef Zundel was the Rebbe of the Rav Yisrael Salanter, and he was a Talmud Muvik of the Rav Chaim Volozhin, who was a Talmud Muvik of the Gra. So look what they found in his notes. This is they printed up his notes. Be'edras Hashem Yisbarach Shemo. B'kveida Yisbarach Shemo. Shamati me, I don't know who that is. Okay. Mikavna. Omar Arav Again Rosh Shobne Agaida Morein Rav Chaim Volozhin. This person quoted Rav Chaim Shalavin Volozhin. Who shamati me achosid. And Rav Chaim Volozhin quoted the chosid. Who's the chosid? The Gra. V'gam Ani, I think Ani means Rav Chaim Volozhin. So Rav Chaim Volozhin says, the Gra said it, and I said it also again. V'gam Ani amart again, afidu minur no'urai. I said for my youth. Shezeh to'uz. It's wrong. Ma'ashem urgo v'pi ha'idam. What people say. V'gam b'rambam is again. He's also wrong. Shebao Bechira Yoko Lasso Adam Bilti Gezeris Abari. That's the Orachayim. Right? Can be saying that's not just the Orachayim, it's even a Rambam somewhere. I don't know. I once showed Rashid Rambam. Rashid said the Rambam is not Mukro, but okay, he says that's what the Rambam says. What? It's what?
That's what the Rambam says.
Yeah, but that's what he says. The Rambam says by taking Rav Chaim's word. But anyway, he says that the Rambam says this. But it's a toys. It's wrong. Rak shekol davar nigdar oda beis heaven yigos. Everything is hashkacha pratis. Even which rak is going to hit you. Avo bevao bechira no nigdar eza baye bechira yasa. In other words, if someone's going to punch you, and if you're going to get punched in the nose, it was nigdar. If you got punched in the nose, it was nigdar that you'll get punched in the nose. It just wasn't nigdar who would do it. Because the guy who punched you had bechira chavshit. So he didn't have to punch you. But if he went to punch you, someone else would have punched you. And if he went to punch you, a rack would have fallen off the wall and punched you. But somehow or another, you would have gotten it. Rack, avo ba'bechir, nigdar eza ba'bechir, yasar zeh. Avo no nigdar lo min ha'shamayim, if it's not nigdar min ha'shamayim, ein ba'bechir yasar lasas lo ma'uma. The ba'bechir can't do you anything. So comes along, when I thought the Rashiva said, you know, Rashiva didn't know this. She just said, yeah, funny things in Sfarim, and you know, that's it. No sweat. So Rav Chaim Volozhin and the Gra say the same thing, that even though there is such a shita, you know, sometimes, especially you people, go out in the world and you meet these cowardly people, and the cowardly people love giving trouble to yeshiva guys. That's their greatest pleasure, is trying to shake up yeshiva guys. So what they like to do is they know some absurd marmakum, or some absurd rishon, or very often it's the Rabag, who was known to have, in Hashkafa, not in Musar, unusual shitas. And they say, here, you know, you hold this in this Hashkafa. Here, look at this Rabag. And they think, I slugged you up. The answer is, there are funny things in Sfarim sometimes. That's not the Messiah. Okay, so the Rambag disagrees. The Yerachayim disagrees. According to Imre, the Rambam disagrees. We don't paskin like every Rambam. There are some funny Rambams in the Mor Nevuchim we don't paskin like. Guy shows you a Mor Nevuchim and it's against the Hashkafa. Okay. So I did ask Rashiva a question after I saw this. I said, okay, it's one thing you say the funny things in the Yerachayim, but the Rambam is already. So I said, I asked him, Bitochen is a hargasha, that a person has to feel relaxed. When I walk down the street, if I have proper Bitochen, and this big guy comes, right, we won't be describe his ethnic color, but he's coming down the street, and he wants to mug me. If I had proper Bitochen, I'm not scared, right? Because if it's supposed to happen, it'll happen anyway, right? Why shouldn't I be scared? Maybe the Rambam's right. You know, listen. So the Gra says the Rambam's wrong. But the Rambam was a bar plukti of the Gra. So how can I go ahead and have bitachin? I don't know who's right. I know there's a machlokes between the Gra and the Rambam. So I'm going to sit there, and the guy's coming to me. If the Rambam's right, he can hit me. If the Rambam's wrong, he can't hit me. So how can I be relaxed? So Shiva told me, and also an amazing chiddush, and I saw this, and Rav Chaim Kineski said the same thing somewhere a few times. Then he says that since we pass in halacha like the Gra, I mean, we go by Basroi, the Gra is the Pesach, the Gra saw the Rambam, and he said we don't pass in like the Rambam. So once the Gra said we pass in not like the Rambam, even if when Hashem created the world, he wanted to run it like the Rambam, Hashem can't do it anymore. Because lo b'shamayim, right? That's the man he said. So now Hashem is stuck. Hashem has to follow the Gra. Because that's how halacha is like the Gra. Hashem also has to keep halacha, right? That was a famous story of Rav David, right? Rav David, when they went to they were in South 9th Street, and apparently their building before South 9th Street was this like real super, super dump. So the guys were a little depressed. So Rav David told the guys, what? Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows halacha. Ma'inim b'kodesh, ein moridim. Said, don't worry, next building will be better. It's halacha. Shem has to keep the halacha. Can't go against halacha. Then they moved up to South 9th Street. That was supposed to be a big move up. Anyway, but the Maisa, there's such an... Anyway, so it comes out as follows. There's a few very, very important yesaidas. First of all, the yesaid is besides, is a general thing. If you ever see something in a sefer that looks to you like it's against Hashkafas. First of all, it could be you're making a mistake in learning it, right? The Rishivis always say, Rekiv Eger li something Sarachian. You're allowed to say it's Sarachian. Someone shows you something and you don't know Pshat, you can say it's Sarachian. There's nothing wrong with saying, I don't know. It's a good kasha, I don't know. Shiva, a famous story used to always tell about Rav Shmuel, about the Ksav Sefer. Right? The Ksav Sefer was the Ksav Sefer's son. But the Ksav Sefer was born when the Ksav Sefer was old already, right? The Ksav Sefer, those who know your history, because you read the Sefer Chut HaMeshuach like you're supposed to, so you know the Ksav Sefer's history. Ksav Sefer's first wife had no children. So he, in his second wife, he married who? He married Kivega's daughter, who was also an almana. And what happened was that the Shamish, thought of this shidduch, and he wrote a letter to Rekiv Eger, and he also spoke to the Ksav Sefer, and he mentioned to Ksav Sefer this idea about him marrying Rekiv Eger's daughter. Ksav Sefer and Rekiv Eger were contemporaries, really, but the Maitre Rekiv Eger's daughter's husband died. So the Ksav Sefer said, you know, of course I would love to marry the daughter of the Gadol Hador, but who am I in Am Haaretz to marry the daughter of the Gadol Hador? So the Shamish took out Reki Vega's letter, and Reki Vega wrote in the letter, who am I in Am Haaretz to have my daughter marry the Gadol Hador? So he said, there's a great shidduch, one Am Haaretz or another Am Haaretz. Anyway, that's how the story goes. But the Maisa, so the Ksav Sefer was born when he read it, the Ksav Sefer was a Gadol Hador. It was not usual. Usually a person doesn't become a Gadol Hador later, and then his kids are older. But since it was a second marriage, right, and it was already, so he was already the Gadol Hador. So the story goes that there was a maskil started up with the Ksav Sefer, as a little boy, and he asked him some question, you know, in a muda, slugging up Yiddishkeit. So the Ksav Sefer was a big Balgaiva, so to speak, not Balgaiva. He says, okay, I'll give you the answer tomorrow. You figure he'll ask his father, and he'll get the answer. He goes to his father, Ksav Sefer. He asks him this Apikoros HaShaida, that would slug up Yiddishkeit, you know, whatever. And the father said, good question, I don't know. And he just basically went back to learning, you know. So the Ksav Sefer was, you know, just struck. You know, this Apikoros just struck up my father. And have no answer. So about a week later, his father calls him in and he tells him the answer. He says, you know why I didn't answer you a week ago? Because he wants you to know that who cares if it's a good question if you don't know the answer? Okay, so you got a kasha. You got a kasha and keep it on Tysus. You say you throw Tysus out. You got a kasha. So you got a good question. Okay? You don't have to answer every question. So if the guy shows you something, whether it's a Rabag or some other sefer, and it seems to be against some hashkafa you learned, which is, you know, a definite real hashkafa that's, you know, rooted in Messiah, you know, you're allowed to say Sarach Ian. That's first of all. Second of all, you're allowed to say what the Rashiva said. You see funny things in Sfarim sometimes. There's, and that they hear what the Rashiva second you cite is, even if this sefer says it, we don't bask in that way. So let's say there's a Rabag somewhere. Rabag was a big man. He's a big gunner. And he says something, I don't know, I never really paid attention, but I know they say the Rabag had on different sheetahs in certain, in Amuna. We don't read the pieces in Rabag of Toelis because he had different sheetahs. So we only read the pieces on Musar. You know, he has pieces in, you know, in his Toelis. He has Toelis in Musar and Toelis in Das. So but if someone shows you one and it says black and white against some Ashkafa, if they says, you know, whatever, I don't want to make up some happy curses, you know. You know, not happy curses. You know, I was going to make up something crazy. But, okay, whatever he says something. So you're allowed to say, listen, we don't bask in that way. The Rambam's barely disagree with most of the other Rabbags, okay? And Hashem, once we don't paskin, the Messiah don't paskin, it's lo b'shamayim, and the world goes like this. Now, I hear from another Adam God, though, even a more complicated thing, that what if, and this is going to be real kalamdish, what if your Rebbe does paskin like the Rabbi, right? You meet a guy who comes from a Messiah, and for some reason, I don't know if any Messiah passes like this, but let's say you meet someone. His Messiah says, I paskin. Yeah, I heard from my Rosh Hashiva, we paskin like that Rambam. So according to Rosh Hashiva, what's going to happen? The Gabi, right? Which means just like if in Eretz Yisrael, if you have an Ashkenazi and a Sephardi, we used to have this in Chofetz Chaim. Rabbi Vajra Yosef used to tell guys to keep one day Yontif. If you're an American in Eretz Yisrael, he passing to keep one day, I believe. I'm pretty sure. The Ashkenazim all keep 2 days. So the Ashkenazim keep 2 days with a bracha. It wasn't even a suffix. Biftoris Vadai, 2 days with a bracha. Obviously, you don't say it, but on tefillin. Just fire them. So Simchas Torah, the guys were saying halo and doing dancing, and this Friday we're taking pictures. Right? That's nothing wrong with that. Because halacha changes. You're not over in, you're mechul, for the gabe you, if you would take a picture, you'd be over in Isser. You know, no, it's not the Raisa, but you'd be over in Isser. And if and you're not over in Isser for not putting on tefillin, and you're not over, and you're not over a bracha of Atoa for saying hado, and the gabe you, the Sephardi, the other way, right? Makes sense. So it's the same thing. If your Messiah is, in this case, I don't know if there is anyone, but if your Messiah is that the Rambam is right, so the guy be you, if the guy punches you in the nose in the street, it could be that it wasn't coming to you. But if you're a Chofetz Chaim guy, and, or it's probably most of the world, if you're a Grog man, not just Chofetz Chaim, right? If you're a Litvish Grog Talmud, and, you know, and you know, I know, as far as I know, everyone that goes with this gra. You know, I don't know. I'm just giving an example. I'm not saying that's true. So I'm saying if you're a Messiah from this gra, and someone punches you in the nose, then it wouldn't have happened unless it was supposed to happen anyway. Right?
What if they meet?
So that's where the Duvna Magid says that if you think Hashem can't work it out, you don't appreciate a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He'll work it out. Don't worry.
How could two contradicting ideas both be right?
Why not?
Is that possible?
Because Hashem runs the world for the different ways for different people. Why not? You know, Hashem has the ability to do either way, right? Hashem can go ahead and do like the Gra, that nothing will happen to you unless it's supposed to happen, and he'll figure out, he'll put a spin, that this guy has Bechira Chafshis, but somehow he'll punch the wrong guy, or whatever, you know, he'll work it out, right? You won't be in that place, he'll put the person that's supposed to be, right, there's a Rashi in Chumash that sounds that way, that, you know, the guy who kills B'Shaigeg, the person who was supposed to get killed happened to be there, right? So Hashem will work it out. That's what the Gra says. The Rachaim says, no, Hashem leads it to the Baal Bechira. So both ways Hashem can do. So if your Rebbe Paskin is like the, if your Messiah is like the Orachaim, so the Gabe you, Hashem will run the world that way. If your Rebbe is like the Gra, so Hashem will run the world for you this way. So different people will have the world running differently. Right? Why not?
But what about halacha?
Halacha is just like by Ashkenaz and Sfaradim. There's different halachas. That's lo b'shamayim. We don't say that Sfaradim are wrong, and they don't say we're wrong. B'shamayim and b'sidol, like you learned your vamis last year. I know which high school you went to if you learned your vamis. But if you learned your vamis, it said there, b'shamayim, b'sidol didn't say that b'shamayim were chai b'mises because they were over in Isser Kares. Right, Beis Shammai were marrying the Tsaris Eishasach, Tsaris Erva. They were, according to Beis Hiddel, they were over on an Isser Kares. You know, so but they still, they were respected them. How can you respect the guys over in Isser Kares? Now, they still would hold the kids on Mamzerim. The Gabe Beis Hiddel, they were Mamzerim. The Gabe Beis Shammai, they weren't. But the Maisa, as far as respect and kavod, because you're a tzaddik, because legabe you, it's halachically mutter, and it's 100% mutter, right? If we said always, it's filling Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. You put on filling Rabbeinu Rashi, you come up to Shemayim, lachar meiv Hashem, and the Malach Gabriel, whatever, is going to greet you and say, you never wore Rabbeinu Tam's filling. Do you know that Rabbeinu Tam was right? It says in the Sfarim that in Shemayim we go with Tzvon and Rabbeinu Tam. It says somewhere, some of the Kabbalah Sfarim. It says that in Lacher, after Mashiach, we're going to be wearing Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin because he's. It says somewhere in the Kabbalah Sfarim. No? Right? Yeah. Because it's right, yeah. In Shemayim. But now it was Paskin that Rashi is right. Because it's Paskin and Basar Vidam, in the court of Basar Vidam, it was Paskin that Rashi's right. So when you go up to Shemayim and they tell you their Rabbeinu Tam is right, you know what you do to the Malach? You know, I don't care. It's Loba Shemayim. And if you did Rabbeinu Tam and you didn't do Rashi, you weren't judging the mitzvah. You got, there's a hidder of doing both. Okay, it does say in the Sfarim to do both on a higher level. There were people that did both. But if you only did Rabbeinu Tam and not Rashi, you're in trouble. Now, lachar the Mashiach, then we reach a higher Madrega. So then Bezen Shomata will relearn the Inyan again. And according to the Gavoa's farm, after learning again, they'll declare that Rabbeinu Tam is right. So they'll change the halacha.
I can't do it right now
because we don't know it now. Now the Gedolim and Paskin, the Rashi is right. I had this mice, I don't get off on a tangent, but I had this mice with Plashinsky. The Gevald the Gemaisa. Rav Leshinsky wrote a sefer, Shalom Yehuda. That's the name of his sefer. So it was out of print, a Moyed. So they reprinted it. So I went with Rabbi Grumblatt. We were Bochum then. We went to his house to buy the sefer after it was just reprinted. So he was very affectionately, you know, flipping through the pages and reminiscing, oh, this tshuva is about this. This tshuva is about this, you know. And out of Chavivis to the sefer. So he has there a piece on the Shaila, it's a Moed, of are you supposed to say Shachianu on the second day of Rosh Hashanah? Now, it happens to be, what's the Shaila? And every Yontif, we have 2 days, you say Shachianu. Because Chazar were Misakein, that the second day, we say, like it's like Tzveka, it's after the second day and not the first day. So it's a new Yontif. Is it the Tzad that the second day is? Whatever, we keep it the second day, as if it's the same, not the, whatever. So we make Shachian, no Shaida. That's why you also don't need a fruit, not like all the Amaratim, that they think they need a new fruit. The fruit store in my neighborhood in Queens used to get a new fruit for Sukkot and Pesach, You don't need a new fruit for Sukkot and Pesach. Only Rosh Hashanah. But in Rosh Hashanah, it's a Shaida. The reason it's a Shaida, because even in Eretz Yisrael, they keep 2 days Rosh Hashanah. They don't keep any other 2 days. And there's a reason for that, because there was no way of knowing, even in Yerushalayim, because they didn't know yet to the base. So there's a Shaida that in that 2 days of Rosh Hashanah is different than every other 2 days. It's called the Yom HaRichta. It's one long day. Okay, so you don't need Shachiyano. So it happens to be a machlekes gonim. You know who the gonim are? The gonim were before the Rishayim. It's a machlekes Taisus and the Rambam. Right? Because it went from the gonim, continued into the Rishayim. It's a machlekes mechaber and Ramah. Right? The Ramah shita is that we do say. Mechaber, Rambam shita, we don't say, right? The mechaber, we don't say. So minig Ashkenaz is that you do say, except that they tell the Baal Shofar just to be safe, just like having new fruit, to wear a new baguette, to wear a new tie. So misafek, you know, you can be yotzei, you know, just like having new fruit. But if you don't have a new fruit, a new tie, you make shachianu anyway, because minig Ashkenaz is that you make a new bracha, right? So it's the machlokes is all the way from the gainim, that's before the rishayim, Rambam and Taisus or the Rush. The Mechaber and Ramah. So Rapashinsky said he had a piece on it. And he proved, he had brought a klar raya, that you don't say Shechianu. So he said that he is a Baal Tokeya in his yeshiva then, in his yeshiva, he was a Baal Tokeya. He says, I won't make Shechianu. Ain't a dying in Masha and Rises. That's the Gabe me. The Gainim said not so, and the Rush said not so, and the Mechaber and Ramah said not so, and you're Ashkenaz. But I went through the Inyan, and the Gabe me, the Halacha is, you don't make Shechianu. So he said that, you know, some of the people get upset. So he says, you want to make Shechianu? You make Shechianu. Who said the Baal Tokeya has to make all the brachas? You make Shechianu. But I won't answer amen because it's a hefsek. Remember saying, it's a hefsek. Refuse to answer amen. Anyway, so that's such a thing that different people can have different halachas. And the gabi him, that's the halacha. Right? I know, that was a shita that you know what, if you go through, if you're a Talmud Chacham and you go through the Inyan, and that, then you paskin. Anyway, the mice, I got distracted. So getting back, I got mamish distracted. I had too much fun. I wanted to get back to Hanukkah, but I had too much fun on this other topic. So we go back, let's summarize. For Hanukkah, the Avodah, that's the famous yeshivish words. The Avodah of Hanukkah is to try and see Hashgacha Pratis. And if we had more time, which I didn't have, but I couldn't schedule it right, we would have tried to discuss that. But you're supposed to try and see the Hashgacha Pratis. Years ago, I had a suggestion, which was a great suggestion that I learned from my wife in Israel. There was something that used to do this, that we should have a notebook. The guys, when something, Hashgacha Pratis happens to a guy, he should write it down in the notebook. And, you know, because like Hashgacha Pratis stories, they're very inspiring. But we made a Hashgacha Pratis notebook, and the tzanis that I got in that notebook was, you know, it was just, so we're not suggesting that again. You know, no more, you know. But if you want to keep your own personal, serious Hashgacha Pratis notebook, that is a good answer. But to have a public Hashgacha Pratis notebook, I would not try that again. You know, it's too big of an isayin for certain people, apparently, that they could not control their tzanis. But anyway, but the maisa, there is an inyan, that's really the chiyav, according to Simcha Zisso, the ikar chiyav of Chanukah is to learn how to see nisim, how to see Hashgacha Pratis, how to see, how to hear that things happen. It's not just what luck. I remember I told the guys, I was by Rav Shadron once. Rav Shadron was speaking, and he opened up a chumash, and he opened it up to the right page. And he stopped the shmooze, you know, because he was supposed to say shmooze. He had to open the chumash. He says, look at the Hashgacha Pratis. It opened up to the right page. Didn't have to go flip the pages for it. He says, this is the third time today it happened to me. He says, it's clearly Hashgacha Pratis. He says, when Hashgacha Pratis happens, you're mechuyev to notice it. Most people, if it happens, they just say, look at that, look how lucky I was. No, he interrupted his whole shmooze to make a shmooze on Hashgacha Pratis. Because he said, when Hashgacha Pratis happens, you got to notice it. So that's a very important yisayit, and that's really the yisayit of Chanukah and Purim, according to Simcha Ziso. To notice Hashgacha Pratis, to believe that everything is Hashgacha, and not, therefore not to let things get on your nerves, obviously not to use your temper, right, because Hashgacha Pratis, so why should you get upset? And which means that people that get upset means that they don't really believe in Hashgacha Pratis really, which is a good Mr. Haskell, that we have to work more on Hashgacha Pratis. But you have to work on Hashgacha Pratis. We got it to hear more Hashgacha Pratis. It's a very, very big insight. If we believed more in Hashgacha Pratis, we wouldn't get upset. We wouldn't get depressed. Right? It'd be amazing. It really would be amazing. And I'm putting myself included, obviously. So that's the avodah, according to Simcha Ziso of Chanukah, is to work on Hashgacha Pratis. But agav, we have on these Mar Mikaymis, first of all, if you see something in a sefer that we don't agree with the Hashgacha, don't get fatumot, and don't get your amunah shooken up. And because I'm telling you, it happens all the time. You hang around certain people, they love doing that. I mean, I know certain people, I know I can't go to them, because the moment I go to them, they're just dying to pull out that newest weird sefer they found, to this weird Hashgacha, to show it to me. You know, so I just keep away from them. But they're, we don't paskin. They're funny. There are funny things in Sfarim sometimes. And we don't paskin that way. And if we don't paskin that way, then that's not the way Hashem runs the world. And it's totally irrelevant that this Choshev Rishon or Achron said that. Right? And Hashem runs the world according to Halacha. That's what the Gra says. That's what the Rashiva said. And he works, and it was the Maisa with the Bitoch, and he works it out. Okay.